Listener Production.
Morning, Tessa Randello here with the latest for Hobart. The search for a Brighton man is expanding in relation to a shooting on Monday night. The 33-year-old Robert George Greig is believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado, and Commander Tim Dooley says there's no risk to the public.
With a person that's been using firearms, there's a significant level of risk involved, so we'll be using some of our tactical personnel to take that person into custody.
Public schools won't be open across the state for another half an hour as teachers strike this morning. The Australian Education Union Tasmania branch is apologising to parents, but remaining adamant that a strike is needed to get the state government to listen and improve things for educators. AEU Tassie branch president David Jenford says it's not an easy choice, but a necessary one.
If no one stands up to this government to say we are serious and we want to see action, they're going to be more than happy to just trundle along with what is currently happening. So to the parents and carers out there, please know this action is not taken lightly.
Those concerned by the Optus hack are being urged to take some extra steps past password changes and bank account monitoring. That includes getting a credit report or contacting your super provider and informing them that your data may be impacted. Any Tasmanians among them can visit Local Services Tasmania branch. Then they'll also be able to apply for a new driver's licence and number, but regular fees will still remain. And briefly, a popular Hobart ferry is extending its services. We'll be able to hop on the Bellarive to Hobart ferry on Saturdays from next month. We could see the former Test cricket captain Tim Payne on the field again as soon as next week when Tassie play its first Shield game of the summer. Payne hasn't played any major cricket since resigning as Test captain last November amid that sexting scandal. And the AFL won't comment on reports that outgoing chief Gil McLachlan has secured a new role as Brisbane Olympic boss for the 2032 Games.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.